Dictation for Cassandra Hall, CASANDRA, HALL, date of birth 12/17/1966, date of accident 3/16/2022, date of service 7/26/2022. Ms. Cassandra Hall is a victim of an automobile accident where she was hit on a passenger side and she passed through a red light as a restaurant driver on Telegraph and I-96. This resulted in her having severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, along with headaches and symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, blurred vision. The patient has been followed up. She's been undergoing physical therapy for the last 4 months. She reports the following, that her neck pain is actually 50% better and she does not suffer from any headaches anymore. All the symptoms of TBI that were present before are no longer present, no anxiety, and dizziness is minimum. The pain in the lower back and mid back is however severe, and it is 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there is a radiation to the right leg, intermittently. Pain in the right knee is also present at the level of 5. Neck pain is around 4. The pain does vary from 7 to 8, depending on her day. In the evening, it becomes 8. ADLs are reported affected 7, especially walking ability and sleep. The rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. 50% improvement is reported by the patient in the overall symptoms. System review in neurology and psych, there is a history of dizziness, vertigo, which is now much less frequent, without any headaches, vision disturbances, double vision, without any memory loss, confusion, disorientation, and there is no loss of balance. The patient has slight difficulty in sleeping, tension, weakness, no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the shoulder. As well as the neck, mid-back, and lower back. And stiffness in these areas, including shoulders, neck, and lower back. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is an asthma, without any trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has improved and there are no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization or weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortran and Tylenol 3. Substance abuse none. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 196/102, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination, same from previous visit of 6/23/2022, dictation number is 0624-071 or 75. Diagnosis of the same plan of care is to continue all the medications, which are Celebrex, Cymbalta, Voltaren Gel, Ambien tablets for sleep, Nexium for stomach protection, and Imitrex 100 mg. For pain, I've provided Tylenol with codeine, number 3, 60 tablets. MRIs of the cervical spine was obtained and was discussed with the patient. She has a multi-level disc herniation in cervical, thoracic, and lumbar. She has been advised about considering LESI, TESI, and CESI, and also sacroiliac joint issues that have been discussed. And on next visit, we'll schedule her appointment to undergo some of the procedures. Thank you.